Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. You have reached the Amber May and Tanya Joy show that we do once a month. Hello, my friend.
I am so excited to be here with you.
It's been too long. We haven't done one of these in, I guess the last one we did was with Tom Aldhouse, talking mm-hmm. more about what he's going on through and his travels and all of that. But we have not done one of these since then, which is too long.
Right. And I'm excited about today's topic because I think it's really important for the American people to really understand what is at play. There is so much being attacked. Like, there's so much coming at us. And we're being attacked every which way. But what we're talking about today is smart cities. And you tie that in with the CBDC that's on the brink of being a big deal in our country and in our and around the world, actually. So they all play a part together. We went the central bank digital currency, the smart cities. And so you need to know about what's going on. Oh, and I'm going to bring my website up too, because I did a whole page on smart cities. So I'm excited
awesome. To talk well, about Well, what we will do is we're going to get our show opener going. We want you all to stick around. We've got lots of good information coming at you. We're even going to play a clip of our favorite guy's speech that has something that's a little concerning in it. So we're going to talk about all that and more. Hang tight. We will be right back. All right, we are back. Welcome back, everybody. And before we get going, we have to show off. We have to do a slipper check. Do you have your slippers?
Oh, no, not today, because it's outside, and I was running around.
It's later in the day.
Yeah, for me, it is later in the day, but I was outside. I just came in for our show because I was, I had to meet with a client today, and I had a networking appointment today, but went last night, my slippers are totally on. It's raining outside, so once I'm home for good, guess what's coming on my feet?
The slippers, we got them, and I actually washed mine for the first time, and they held up really good, and I just ordered new ones. They are on a massive overhaul sale, the summery type, what are they? They're like, almost like a boat shoe. I don't remember, like a moccasin, and I ordered a pair in cream so that when summer comes I can wear them out and nobody will know.
I need to do that too.
Only $25.
Can you believe
it? Everybody, you need to order some if you want to get in on that. You got to go to mypillow.com and then use one of our promo codes. We've got either Amber May, right? Or is it just Amber?
It's just Amber on that one.
Amber or B4A, or I actually have Tanya Joy now too, but whatever. Go to mypillow.com and pick up some slippers before the sale is over. Very, very big. Big deal.
Yeah. So that's exciting. Now you just informed me of something massive. Okay. So I had no idea. And I want to preface this with, you know, it's kind of shocking the things that Donald Trump didn't know, but Donald Trump didn't know a lot, because you're only as good as until you're getting. And if you notice anything, especially what's going on right now with them wanting to arrest President Trump, you know he had nonstop backstabbers. No matter who he turned, backstabbers who wanted him to fail, wanted him to fail. They didn't want him to be the good leader that he was. And despite every turn he made, he was still one of the best presidents of my lifetime. If you go back to COVID and his VP, Mike Pence was in charge of the whole COVID thing, and he was in cahoots with Dr. Fauci. And so any information he was getting, when he thinks he can trust his people, okay, so he's being fed a whole bunch of spoonful of lies from every which way, backstabber. So when you told me about this, that we're going to see right now, it was kind of a shock, but then not a shock at the same time. So you want to tell us what we're going to watch?
Yeah, this is a little bit of a shock to me, but when this happened, so this video here, let me share it so that we can see. Hopefully, I don't think it'll start right away. No. Okay. So This is it's like a 3-minute clip. Now, this is from Forbes, but whatever, it's just the video of it. He's talking about these things called freedom cities, and he's offering baby bonuses for people. Like that was the conversation. You'll hear it in here. And of course, they are going to attack him for this, right? They're attacking him already on this. However, when you listen to the language of it and you know what we know with these 15-minute cities, it sounds very similar. And when this speech got over, the resistance chicks, they went out right away. I mean, right away, they were out talking about this and they were going through his speech and they were breaking it down section by section. And there's more in this speech than just this that is concerning. Now, we love Trump. We love him. But that does not mean that he is not getting wrong information. And we know from what the prophets are saying that there is a risk that he's being surrounded by some wrong advisors right now. And this clip, this happened on March 3rd, it's concerning to me.
Yeah.
So
Well, we
let's
know for
watch it.
a fact the whole time he was in the White House, he was surrounded by bad information. So, yeah, go ahead and play it.
Yeah. Hopefully you can hear it.
Past generations of Americans pursued big dreams and daring projects that once seemed absolutely impossible. They pushed across an unsettled continent and built new cities in the wild frontier. They transformed American life with the interstate highway system, magnificent it was, and they launched a vast network of satellites into orbit all around the Earth. But today, our country has lost its boldness. Under my leadership, we will get it back in a very big way. If you look at just 3 years ago, what we were doing was unthinkable. How good it was, how great it was for our country. Our objective will be a quantum leap in the American standard of living. That's what will happen. Here are just a few of the ways we can do it. Almost one-third of the landmass of the United States is owned by the federal government, with just a very, very small portion of that land, just a fraction, one half of 1%. Would you believe that? We should hold a contest to charter up to 10 new cities and award them to the best proposals for development. In other words, we'll actually build new cities in our country again. These freedom cities will reopen the frontier, reignite American imagination, and give hundreds of thousands of young people and other people, all hardworking families, a new shot at home ownership and, in fact, the American dream. Another big opportunity is in transportation. Dozens of major companies in the United States and China are racing to develop vertical takeoff and landing vehicles for families and individuals. Just as the United States led the automotive revolution
That's
of the
flying
last
cars.
century,
That'd be cool.
I want to ensure that America, not China, leads this revolution in air mobility. These breakthroughs can transform commerce, bring a giant infusion of wealth into rural America, and connect families and our country in new ways. Likewise, through our Strategic National Manufacturing Initiative, which is going to be very big and very, very successful, we will turn forgotten communities into hives of industry, producing the goods we will no longer import from China. We will also have a major initiative on lowering the cost of living with a special focus on lowering the cost of a new car and lowering the cost to build a single family home. And they will be beautiful homes. And I will ask Congress to support baby bonuses for young parents to help launch a new baby boom. Finally, I'll challenge the governors of all 50 states to join me in a great modernization and beautification campaign, getting rid of ugly buildings, refurbishing our parks and our public spaces, making cities and towns more livable, ensuring a pristine environment, and building towering monuments to our true American heroes. Very importantly, I will also make sure all of these new places are safe. We love and cherish our police. They will do the job the way they have to. It is time to start talking about greatness for our country again. I will dramatically increase living standards.
I hate when they put these things on there.
That brings our country together through excitement, opportunity, and success. Thank you very much.
You know, what appeals to him because he's in real estate as his main career, that these things appeal to him. And so they know that about him. They
know. And the thing that the parts that were the concern, okay, because you have to really read into this. You've got to really, really dive into this. Number one, this is federal land. So if they're going to build a city that's on federal owned land that they want people to live on, that is an expansion of the corporation of the false federal government. That is not something we want. We do not. You will not own your land. If the federal government owns the land, that is not your land to own. And then to say that they're going to and he used a couple of words. He used the word hives. That's also something that, and I forget what it was, the resistance chicks dove into. That's another word that's kind of linked to some of this other conversation. The whole quantum leap.
I heard that the quantum. I'm like, the quant.
That's all the quantum CBDC stuff. And then you talk about now flying cars. I'm fine with that. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that was like Back to the Future stuff.
It's like Jetsons. You know? Yeah, the Jetsons. They had flying cars. Yep. But my concern is these freedom cities. And now I understand the concept of the need for a baby boom. Mm-hmm. And he probably is aware that due to all the things going on with the transgender, the gender, all the attacks on our kids, the vaccine problems, we are going to be very short on humans in the next few decades. But again, you don't want your government involved in that kind of a thing. The federal government has no business involved in those areas. So it's, to me, a concern. And tear down ugly buildings. Who's going to determine whether a building is ugly or not? Is that just an old building? Because there's a lot of old buildings that are very cool. Mm-hmm. We don't want to.
I'm going to hope that because of his background in real estate, that he would think that those really nice, elaborate old buildings would be something to keep. But you know what? Who comes after him might think differently or do and act differently. So maybe his intentions might be great. I like the idea of thinking, oh my gosh, there could be a freedom city. What? Because these smart cities are a prison, you know, but if you start building this, who comes after that could possibly turn those freedom cities into a prison city? You know, maybe his intentions are good, but you always have to wonder, how could this be turned if the next person after him or the person after that isn't on the same mindset as our president?
And we have to make sure that what he is referring to as freedom cities is not the exact same thing. What does that mean? My biggest concern is that, number one, it's on federal land. That mm-hmm. you can't do that. Unless the federal government's going to sell it to the people, which I highly doubt they're going to do.
Right.
That is dangerous. And then that means the federal government has full control over these freedom cities. So what are they going to put in them? Are they these 15-minute cities? Because mm-hmm. there's three different names, at least that I've seen now, freedom cities, 15-minute cities, and the smart cities that you're going to talk to us about. They sound all very similar to me. And that is a big concern.
The 15-minute cities are a smart city. They can somewhat be interchanged. The 15-minute city basically is a smart city, but everything is 15 minutes from your home. That's basically the idea that they really want to push with the smart city. And you're going to hear the word over and over again, private-public partnership. Private-public partnership. And it sounds good because we're all used to our government going into the private sector to handle things like maybe trash or maybe building a government building. And so they'll ask for bids from the private sector to take part in whatever the state or the federal government needs. So whether it's a trash pickup for the city or a building for the state, you will have these private companies put a bid, and then hopefully they get the bid and then build whatever they need to build. So we're used to the term private-public partnership, but this is a whole different way. And what I'm going to go through what I have found in my research, and you can find a lot of the stuff that I'm going to share with you today at theamremayshow.com. Click on the resource tab, and then there's a smart city tab, and you can find some of this information out that I'm going to share with you today. But what you'll find when I share this information is there's a couple organizations behind it. You have China and the World Economic Forum. And these aren't great. And the two people that are building buying up farmlands galore is who? Bill Gates and China. And you're going to see Bill Gates in my presentation. So would you like me to start?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I might have to add it to the screen whenever you share it. Yeah, it's... We just need to be aware of this because people don't know what's coming, and these are already starting. I mean, isn't it starting? Aren't they already starting plans for this in Arizona?
Oh, they've already have it going in Arizona. Yeah, they already have it going. This is our former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, addressing the governors at a governor's association meeting.
Last year, I received an invitation to an event that promised to be, quote, an occasion for exclusive deal making. It said, quote, the opportunities for mutually beneficial economic development between China and our individual states are tremendous, end of quote. Deal making sounds like it might have come from President Trump, but the invitation was actually from a former governor. I was being invited to the US-China Governors Collaboration Summit. It was an event co-hosted by the National Governors Association and something called the Chinese People's Association for Friendship and Foreign Countries. Sounds pretty harmless. What the invitation did not say is that the group I just mentioned, is the public face of the Chinese Communist Party's official foreign influence agency, the United Front Work Department. Now, I was lucky. I was familiar with that organization from my time as the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, but it got me thinking, how many of you made the link between that group and Chinese Communist Party officials? What if you made a new friend while you were at that event? What if your new friend asked you an introduction to politically connected and powerful people? What if your new friend offered to invest money in your state, perhaps in your pension, an industry sensitive to our national security? These aren't hypotheticals. These scenarios are all too true, and they impact American foreign policy significantly. Indeed, last year, a Chinese government-backed think tank in Beijing produced a report that assessed all 50 of America's governors on their attitude towards China. They labeled each of you friendly, hardline, or ambiguous. I'll let you decide where you think you belong. Someone in China already has.
That should freak everybody out. That really should, because someone has already decided whether your governor is friendly towards China. And I think there's going to be a lot of governors friendly towards China. And
yep.
And something else that I want to share with everybody, and I don't want to bring a lot of fear, because we serve a most powerful God who can defeat anybody and anything, but I think you need to be aware of this, okay? So when I went to the America Project, they had a Border 911 presentation they did in Phoenix, and I attended. And Patrick Byrne said that there are people in China that own deeds to our homes here in the United States. And they go onto Google Earth and they want to see if you've made any improvements on what they consider their home. And just so you know, China's on the border of Mexico and Canada. I truly believe the only reason why they haven't come across is because we have a Second Amendment right. And it's why they attack the Second Amendment right so much. And I honestly, it's my gut belief, and I hope to God I'm wrong. I don't have proof of this, but it wouldn't surprise me if someday we find out that those school shootings, those mass school shootings, were all planned to take away our Second Amendment rights. Because to them, the ends justify the means. They don't care about you. They don't care about your children. Look, we know, you and I know, that they worship the devil, and you know he wants to kill our children. What is he called? Moloch?
Yeah, Moloch.
Yeah, and they sacrifice children to him through abortion, through school shootings. I think. I mean, I could be wrong. I don't have proof of it. But
I think you're right on. I think you're totally right on.
I think it's the only thing stopping China from coming across our border right now. I think they're trying to weaken us so much, and we have government officials, and we know Biden is one of them. Mm-hmm. And you just heard it from Mike Pompeo. There's several governors who are friendly towards China. So that's what you need to know about who's behind this. And not just China, but China's partnered with the World Economic Forum. And I have some documents there somewhere, but I don't know if I have them pulled up today. But the information's out there if you want to look. So one thing that should make everyone a little nervous about the smart cities is the fact that it will destroy our republic. And I don't say democracy because we don't live in a democracy. We live in a republic. Mm-hmm. And I hope you can see this. Can you see The Guardian?
Let's see. Yes.
Okay. And the title of it, this article, is "The Truth About Smart Cities in the End Will Destroy Democracies." And the reason why it's going to destroy democracies is I go back to my private public partnership talk.
Yeah.
And what that is saying is they're going to use this private public partnership, but the government right now doesn't have the means, at least in my state. Our Arizona state government, as far as I know, doesn't have the means and the technology for these smart cities. So some other company is going to build these smart cities. And I'll show you kind of an example later on in the presentation about what it's going to look like. But it's this other organization that's going to track you and know everything about you. And it really will supersede and pass over your legislator, your governor. It's going to be about what is it called? Algorithms. It's going to be about what they see.
All the AI.
AI. Yes. Thank you. So it's going to supersede your government, and it's going to destroy our representative republic because they will really be a figurehead. They're really going to not have any power with these, with the smart city. So this is something you really got to be careful of. And so I'm glad that article pointed that out. And so I wanted to share with you, here we go. Our least favorite man.
Yeah, and that's that public-private partnership. That's what makes me concerned about these freedom cities. If they're on federal land, you're ultimately talking about a partnership of public and private entities.
Mm-hmm. NGOs, non-government agencies have been very much a part of policymaking, and they're not even elected officials, and they have a lot of power. And so you just have to be careful because we have now learned that these NGOs have played a huge part of governing the world. It's sick.
And look how old that document is right there, 2017.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this has been being built for a while. And
so that one already started where you? Uh-huh. You know?
Yep, there's in Maricopa County, in Pima County. There's two in that I personally know of. And there could be more in Maricopa County and in Pima County. And they're just getting built everywhere. And so the World Economic Forum puts out this information about Bill Gates is building a smart city in Arizona. You don't want him to be buying more farmland because two things are happening. They're buying farmland to control the food. And this all and smart cities also go back to the ESG, environmental social governance. And we could see you had James Patrick on your show, and he did a documentary about what's happening in Holland with the cattle farmers. They're trying to destroy cattle farming. Beyond Beef is everywhere. Why is that? Because they want to control the food. The World Economic Forum posted a few months ago, they took it down. I shared it because I saw it and I shared it. And when everyone started seeing it and speaking out, they took it down. It said, starving people make better slaves, flat out. If you go to any communist country, they don't have the freedom to eat beef, chocolate, lobster. Their food is limited on what they are allowed to eat. Like I watched a video from a man who fled Cuba to come to the United States and became a soldier, joined the military when he got to the United States, and he shared how if you fished for a lobster and you got caught, you could go to prison. This is something that God created, okay? No man created lobster. God created the ocean and God created the lobster. And he said we could eat any of this stuff. It's good, you know? He allowed us to eat this lobster. And so here you have a government telling their people it is forbidden and prison worthy. And beef too was like very small amount of beef you could eat. So when he came to the United States and he was taken to a restaurant, he was in tears because there was hamburger and steak on the menu. And he couldn't even finish his hamburger. He said, it's just too much food for me. He only ate half of it and he was in tears. Can you imagine? Can you imagine crying over a hamburger?
No.
Can you even imagine? This is what's going to happen. This is what's happening to our country. Beyond Beef, please don't buy that. Please don't buy it. It feeds right into Bill Gates and China buying up all the farmland, the social environmental social governments. It's all fake science. It's all fake science. Nitrogen.
And it's terrible for you. Mm-hmm. It's terrible for humanity because it's got tons of stuff in it that will kill people.
Right.
They already have been coming at us by what they feed the cows and the animals anyway. So now they're just going to create it. They can put whatever vaccines, whatever medicines, whatever they want. They can throw it in that fake beef.
Mm-hmm. It's fake. And I know they want us to eat bugs. So for all we know, there's bugs in that Beyond Meat. I don't know. But the World Economic Forum has posted about eating bugs. And they've taken a lot of that down when all of us truthers have been exposing it. Because the average normal person doesn't want to eat bugs. And so when they've been called out on it, these people are evil and wicked. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
They are. They really are.
So then, come on. There you go. So here we go. Do you see the Future City Summit?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you got people from Hong Kong. You got the World Economic Forum. These are the sponsors of the Future City Summit. You have the Global Smart City Alliance. Look at these sponsors. Okay, so I'm telling you, they all partner together. This is not, I'm not making this up. And are you able to see this news release?
Yeah.
Okay, good. This was important. And I'm trying to, and again, look at the date, March 1st, 2017. Okay. I'm trying to give my state legislators the benefit of the doubt that when they passed this legislation for the 5G, they did not understand that this 5G was meant for our president with the smart cities, because you can't have the smart cities without at least having 5G. And then if you notice, Elon Musk put all those satellites all over, low orbiting satellites all over the world for internet. Things are going to be, are the tools needed for the smart cities to operate.
And that was something else that was concerning about Trump talking about back in the days of the frontier, the original frontier, Wild West, that they put satellites. How did they put satellites? That technology wasn't around. So what does he mean? The only time we've had this many satellites in space is right now from Elon Musk. These are all the things, people, and we're probably going to, I'm going to probably be the one that'll get all the pushbacks. You know, I love President Trump. Okay. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that we cannot put this man up on a pedestal and not pay attention to the words he says. He may not know. This may not be this. He may not be having a clue what they're saying. He may go, yeah, it would be a great idea to build more cities. And yes, we're going to need to repopulate the earth. I agree. But the way that they're telling him to do it, whoever is suggesting this, I don't think it's the right way. And we need to make sure we're aware of this so that we can hold him to account if for some reason it does try to get pushed in this direction. Because this is the reality of what you're showing us. That's the reality. You need to have 5G. And I've seen videos about these. Maybe you've got it. I don't know. Of in these 15-minute cities, the reason that they're keeping them within 15 minutes is because they can use those satellites and the 5G towers to basically it's like radiation, and they can, I don't know if radiation is the right word. It's like a heat sensor, and all the individuals moving around, they can have a spot on the people. And when those people leave, they know they've left that area.
Oh, I think you're right about that. I don't have proof of that, but
I saw a video about it, but I don't
right in hand, because what these smart cities are all about is just tracking everything we do. Oh my gosh. I want to find, give me 1 second. Cause there's a video I didn't post ready for you. That is actually really good. Let me find it. The other thing, when you said that about Donald Trump, what I'm thinking of, how are they going to sell it to you and I? They're going to sell it to you and I because, oh, here it is.
Because those of us that are aware of this.
No, they're going to sell it to us just like they sold it to Donald Trump. All the glitz and the glamour, all the cool things a smart city can do. They're not going to sell the reality of this smart cities. They're going to sell all the really cool features. Like when they talk about the smart cities, it's things that we're going to want, you know, like we would want in our life.
So I think, let me show you this video. Hold on.
Wait, hold on.
Okay. Show yours. And then I found another video that has it's like a cartoon, and it shows the behind the scenes about this, and it's from Europe. It's Euro News.
I'm just trying to find the starting.
There's
point.
A lot out there about this, you guys. And you know, we need to be talking about this, and we need to be aware of what they're planning.
44. I'm just queuing this up. Yeah. Okay. If you want to hit that video, go ahead.
Oh, put mine on.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Hold on then. I'll share it. So this is another video of what these smart cities are.
What if you could live in one of the world's great metropoles, but never had to commute? There's a way you could meet all your basic needs within a short walker cycle from home. It's called the 15-minute city.
Nous voulons que dans la ville, à l'endroit où nous habitons, on ait à moins se déplacer des très loin, que ce soit pour aller travailler, pour aller faire ses courses, pour se soigner, pour accéder à la
culture. For those of you listening, he's got the transcript.
It's simple. Plan urban environments with human beings at the center instead of cars. Instead of separate neighborhoods for living, working, and socializing, the 15-minute city imagines places where all three functions coexist. Car parking spots would be turned over to cycle lanes, and existing infrastructure would be transformed into multifunctional spaces. Schools could be used as community centers at night. Disused buildings could be turned into co-working spaces.
On veut utiliser.
There's your old buildings.
Beaucoup plus.
There's your turning your ugly building. There's a lot of
d'autres activités pour lesquelles
similarities here.
Au départ conçu, on appelle ça la chronotopie. Un lieu,
one place, multiple uses.
Et chaque usage,
with each use, new possibilities.
If this all sounds like some kind of lofty utopia, there are actually places trying to take up the idea, like Melbourne and Paris. In fact, it was the centerpiece of Parisian Mayor Anne Hidalgo's successful re-election campaign last year.
Écologique, sociale, humaniste pour l'avenir de Paris.
Not everyone is enthralled to the idea, though. Critics warn that 15-minute cities could exacerbate existing urban disparities and lead to a kind of tribalism.
You think?
For others, hyperlocal 15-minute cities could be the answer to solving problems of urban sprawl. while also encouraging community regeneration and green mobility.
Did you notice that no one's going to own a car? So you couldn't travel. You can't really leave very easy. Your 15-minute city.
That's the goal.
Mm-hmm. That's the goal. They want to take your car away. You're going to own nothing.
And they're already working on that by trying to make you buy electric cars. Mm-hmm. And they will absolutely use the ease and the, but could you imagine if you could walk to the grocery store, get more exercise, walk home? So there are aspects of this that are very appealing.
Right.
I get it. That would be great to be able to walk close to your school or walk to work. It's good for our health. But I want to take vacations and drive around the country and see Mount Rushmore and different places. My internet's, I think, getting wonky. Is it scratching out for you?
You're fine.
Oh, good. I can see my little thing going. Those are the things that they're going to, and that's where I get concerned with the Freedom Cities, where they're talking about this 15-minute city using a school building for a community center at night or using an old building that's not being used for something else. If you're building a city like that, that stuff is part of it.
Yep.
It has
and then
to.
You think about the CBDC. So if you're allowed to travel and you're probably going to publicly transport to travel anywhere because you don't have a car anymore, you might only get so many credits to travel per year, per month, per week. And if you exaggerate all those and you use all your credits, you can't go anywhere anymore. So it becomes a prison because right now you and I, we can travel as much as we want, as long as there's money in the bank to buy a ticket, to put gas in the car. You know, as long as we have the funds to travel, we can travel. But pretty soon it's going to get to a point with the CBDCs and the smart cities. They're going to control how far you go, where you go, how much you spend, because they're also pushing for a universal income. And that sounds so good. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have all this much money. Everyone's going to have the same money and everyone's going to be equally poor.
Which nobody wants that. We want to be able to have control. I want control of my income. Some people want to live one way. Some people want to live another way. That's okay. But if one person goes, well, I would like to actually save up and buy a boat and a summer house someday. And someone else goes, I would never want to do that. I hate the water. I want to stay in my home and I just want to be able to live on a farm. Great. There's nothing wrong with that. Or I want to live in a city. I have a friend that loves city life. She loves it. She loves that she can walk. Great. I don't want to do that. I want to have, you know, places in multiple. Well, if everyone's got the same income, guess what? My friend who wants the city life is going to be stuck probably where she doesn't want to be because it's, you know, less expensive. And I'm going to be stuck where I don't want to be. That is not a good solution, people.
No. And because it really will limit us on what we can do and see, and they can turn off that money at any point in time. You know what it's like to be cancel cultured. And I'm going to get into that with the finances in just a minute, because you know what it's like, because why
yes.
you say things they don't want you to say, because you're a truther and they don't want the truth, because the truth sets us free, right? It doesn't the Bible tell us the truth sets us free? And you
That's
and
right.
I being truthers, they want to cut your finances. They've done that with Mike Lindell, General Flynn, you, Kanye West. I mean, the list goes on and on. And now, and I'm going to show you something, just what happened with COVID. So I'll show you, but before I do that, there is a video that goes really well with the video you just showed. So I want to make sure I show that video. Okay. Can you see this? Chips for Health, World Economic.
Yes, got it.
Okay, great. So this is your upcoming smart cities.
Down the fire brigades, and then.
And I want you to pay attention with how he sells it.
Houses are burning, so we need to keep the fire brigade alive and not just setting it up when the house is on fire.
Here we go.
And that's what we have to do now at this stage.
If I may, a vision of the future. What time do you normally wake up in the morning?
That's kind of an intrusive question. somewhere between 6 and 7.
Okay, 6 o'clock. Tomorrow morning, right, your alarm goes off at 5 a.m., right? The voice comes through your alarm clock and it says, last night I noticed a heart irregularity, the third one you've had this month. We've decided that we need to schedule you for an appointment today. I've pre-scheduled your doctor's appointment. Your personal devices now, all that information has been uploaded and we've done a full DNA analysis of everybody fits your age, your ethnic community, et cetera. You know, the schedule is already there. Since I pre-predicted the driving pattern to get to your hospital appointment, I had to get you up an hour early. Apologize, sir, right? I preloaded directions into your self-driving car, right? I've also moved your coffee order from your normal Starbucks to one that's on the way, and we are going to the heart doctor, so I made a decaf.
You see how he sold it?
Yep.
I mean, he sold it as if it's such a great thing and a great way, and that's what President Trump probably got sold. That's what most Americans are going to be sold about, how it's going to benefit you and how wonderful that's going to be.
But well, think about it. The devil does not show up at your door in horns and flames and scary face. He shows up in your head with an idea or a thought that sounds really attractive, that's personalized to your needs. Mm-hmm. That's how the devil shows up.
What does Yuval Noah Harari say? What does he say? Do you remember what he says? Surveillance is going to go where?
Oh, within us, mm-hmm. under the skin.
And did he not just say that? How else would his...
How else would they know? Yeah. Well, he tried to throw in based on your ethnic group and your age and all that. But then he said, but we've monitored your DNA. We've uploaded. We've already scanned your system and uploaded it. How do they scan your system? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe because of these shots they give everybody. I think that's got a lot to do with it, quite frankly. I think that the people who got those shots are a test run for that.
I think so, too. They're going to have more ways of getting surveillance under the skin because Yuval Noah Harari talks about it all a lot. And we just heard it right here from the World Economic Forum. They talked about it. And then what did they say? Self-driving cars. Which in the smart city, there's going to be multiple public cars that will come and pick you up and take you places because you still don't own a vehicle. Get that through your head. You still don't own. And they pre-programmed where you are going. They determined everything about your route. You have no freedom at all.
And this is, again, I'm not trying to pick on our favorite man here, you guys. I'm really not. But I want you to see the similarities. He talked about flying cars. Flying cars would be cool. It would be. But I just did a search for 5G in 15-minute cities. Almost every picture has a picture of a flying car in it. I'm just saying we have got to be aware because we just got to be aware.
So COVID was the thing that was a ground that laid the groundwork for all this. And I'm going to show you, this right now. So Ron Paul tweeted out, as part of this plan, the WHO has contracted Deutsche Telekom, which is T-Mobile, to develop a global vax passport system with plans to link every person on the planet to a QR code digital ID. Do you remember when they told us we wouldn't be able to go places unless we got the shot? And where did that start from? COVID? Yep. To get us started indoctrinated on where we can and cannot go. And we can only go and come if they let us with whatever device they want us to have. COVID was the groundwork for all of this.
Yes, it was.
Let me share this with you, too. Talking about what happened to you, you know, we're going to bring that up for a minute about what happened.
Because it's all tied in.
It's all tied in. So I don't know if you remember when the Freedom Convoy in Canada, people were given to the GoFundMe, and GoFundMe seized all the money that people were sending to the Canadians who were doing the trucker convoy, who were trying to protest this COVID nonsense. Do you remember that?
Yep.
What do you think is going to happen if you speak out and you have the CBDC and you live in the smart city? You're going to go nowhere and you're going to have no money. Talk about your experience that happened with Esther's Rising.
Yeah. I mean, and it's been more, it's been continuous. It's not just from Esther's Rising, but we were trying to do that event. First, we got shut down on PayPal, and I'm still under attack. PayPal, there is still fraud that's going on, and PayPal will not, I've provided them the documentation even because I've had more charges that were not permitted, right, that I didn't approve of. PayPal will not support. They won't. They just say, well, no, you didn't provide us with enough paperwork. We're not listening to the complaint. But they shut us down. Then Square shut us down. Then we tried to go directly through MasterCard and Visa. They said no. And when they said no, they were very clear about the fact that they looked at my social media. And when they looked at the social media, they said specifically, you're talking a lot about religion. Well, okay, so I talk about God in the midst of things? Okay. Well, you're not a 501c3. No, I'm not. I'm not a church. I'm not a pastor. Why would I be a 501c3? Well, then we can't provide your business needs. So in other words, become a 501c3, then you can't talk about politics. But that's if right. You're the other, then you can't talk about, you know, it's so, so backwards. And it's not ended. Now I've had fraud go after my bank account. So I've had to I have to bank at multiple banks now to protect the banks, to protect because I don't know which one they're going to go after next.
And it's just going to be so much worse for all of us in these smart cities and the CBDC. So don't buy the lie that they're trying to tell you it's so wonderful. It's not so wonderful. When you go to my website, you're going to come to the AmberMayShow.com. You're going to go to the resource tab. You're going to go to the 15-minute smart city CBDC. And I want you to watch this video that Ezra Levant shared because it also goes to the social governance, the environmental social governance. They want you to not have a car. They want you not to be able to fly. They want you to have nothing and be happy, right? But these people are going to fly on jets. They fly on jets right now. So if you really truly believe the world is going to come to an end because we have CO2 emissions and our cars and our airplanes, if that's a true belief you have, you're going to do whatever it takes not to participate in the destruction of your earth, if that's your true belief. Yep. But what Ezra Levant tells you is he says these people, all these NGOs, all these government officials, all these bankers, the technocracy people, they fly privately on their jet to a city near Davos because there's not an airport in Davos. And then they helicopter themselves to Davos. And they are using so much of the social credit score. They're destroying the environment, okay? This is what he shares. So they are lying to you. They are going to sell you a bill of goods. They're not going to participate in the bill of goods. It's good for me, but not for thee. Yep, so I'm going to enjoy the luxury, but I don't want you to. I want you to be poor, not have a car, not have any controls. That's an important video you need to see. Then you need to see about... Go ahead.
Sorry. When you're done, I want to share some pictures of, again, when we talked about these hives, right? That mm-hmm. Trump mentioned that word hives. I want to show some pictures of what Paris's planned smart city looks like for 2050.
And I do have some Paris stuff right here on my website. So check that out too. After Tanya talks about hers, after the show's over, go to my website.
Play the video.
Please like, share, and subscribe. Like, share, and subscribe. Yeah. Share this show far and wide. Like it, especially this.
Go to both of our websites, and please. I know they can do it on yours too. I'm pretty sure when you go to our websites, you can just sign up to be part of when we send out updates. And neither of us are going to inundate you with nonsense, so you don't have to worry about that. But definitely, you go to Amber May, theambermayshow.com. Or TanyaJoy.tv.
And so the CEO of Pfizer was confronted by Ezra Levant. I want you to see that video. But there's some videos, especially the 5G technology is so freaking dangerous for your health. It is so dangerous for your health. It has added a lot of radiation, which you talked a little bit about the radiation, electromagnetic. This is very dangerous. The 5G technology is not good. They will put these the 5G towers next to homes, next to places where people sleep, and they get cancer. They get all kinds of diseases. So these are really dangerous for our health on top of it. But I want you to listen to this Holocaust survivor. I thought it was an interesting video. Come on.
Is it working?
Can you hear it?
No.
Oh, darn it. Hold on.
Rumble has different volume. Is the volume on? Oh, yeah, it is.
Let me share it this way. I'm going to stop sharing.
Okay.
And then I'm going to see if this will work. Because I think this is an important video that she shares with us.
This is crazy. And y'all, when you go check out our websites, check out our partners. We've got so many amazing sponsors and partners. You know, MyPillow is just one of them. We both work with amazing gold and silver options. And with all of this CBDC stuff, if you've got your money in any sort of bank that's major, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Capital One, Chase, BMO Harris, you've got to get your money out of there quick. Yeah, I'm telling you what, these banks are, this bank run is not over. And I know I use Kirk Elliott PhD. Do you use Kirk Elliott too?
No, I use my boss with EPS Wealth Management. It's Edward Paul Sam, wealthmanagement.com.
Okay.
To the current global threat confronting our civilization. These past 2 years and a half have been especially stressful as painful memories were rekindled. In 1941, I was 3.5 years old. My family was forced from our home in Romania to Ukraine. We were herded into a concentration camp, essentially left to starve. But death was everywhere. Death was the cloud above us. My father died at the camp of typhus, an infectious disease that was rampant in all the concentration camps and ghettos for lack of any sanitary conditions. In 1944, as the final solution was being aggressively implemented, Romania, dislodged from its alliance with Nazi Germany, and the government allowed several hundred orphan Jewish children to return to Romania if they had a relative there. Although I was not an orphan, my mother lied to save my life. Wow. I boarded a cattle car train, the very same train that continued to bring Jews to the death camps. 4 years elapsed before I was reunited with my mother. The Holocaust serves as an archetypal symbol of unmitigated evil. Moral norms and human values were systematically obliterated. The Nazi system destroyed social conscience. Millions of people were worked to death as slave laborers. Others were abused as experimental human guinea pigs. The Holocaust did not begin in the gas chambers of Auschwitz or Treblinka. The Holocaust was preceded by 9 years of incremental restrictions and on personal freedom and the suspension of legal rights, civil rights, and essentially human rights.
All right, so it's a little bit of a long video, but I wanted you to get a taste of what it was. So I hope you will go to my website and check out the full thing.
What a story.
Huh?
What a story.
I know, right? And some people are thinking, I live in the woods. I live in a rural community. This is not going to affect me. Yeah, it will. The satellites, we have the 5G towers, and eventually you're going to have to come into metropolitan area. You think you can escape? Maybe it'll be lesser than it will be, like, you know, in the metropolitan areas. It will affect everyone, and especially the CBDC is going to affect you too.
Yes.
So if you think you're fine because you're in rural America, I think it'll be lesser, you know, it'll affect you to a lesser degree, but it's still going to affect you. It's still going to affect you. So I have one more thing I wanted to show you. Two more things, really quick, two more things.
Yeah, people need to be aware of this. My gosh. They're trying hard. They're trying so hard, and they're pushing their plan because they know their time is almost up. I mean, they really do. They're fast tracking because they lost all the years when Trump was in office. Okay, ready?
What? They took it down.
What is it?
It was a list of all the smart cities coming up.
Oh my gosh.
Or did I put the wrong? I hope the URL was not wrong. Shoot. Yeah, let me see if I can Google this.
That's okay, because you're
let me show you this. Let me show you. Yeah, I'll have to fix that. But you think it's not gonna happen into your Bible Belt town?
Exactly.
It is.
That's where they're gonna go first.
I'm telling you, it's in all kinds of red areas, Bible Belt areas. Can you see this? Can you see guys walking in a box?
Yeah, so that's kind of what that other video looked like that I saw. And each one of them has heat sensors, so they know, you know, and that's all that 5G stuff.
Mm-hmm. So there's that private-public partnership of that private company monitoring everything about you.
Look at, they're all on their
hearts too. Like, they can tell your hearts, or I'm getting a guess at your health. I don't know if it's health or what.
They're zoomed in on their face, so they have facial recognition.
That's why don't do it on your cell phone. The smartphones was just a way to start indoctrinating in a smart city. Don't do it on your smartphone. Don't do the facial recognition, because then you've just given them your face coordinates. So don't do that. So this lady, she's just a modern woman. She thinks nothing bad about the monitoring of her life, because she's going to follow the law. And, you know, what does she have to hide? You know, that's what people say. What do I have to hide? The law, the people who, you know, go with the flow. What do I have to hide? Well, you know what? Do they really need to know everything else about you? Everything? Because they're going to judge you on so many things. So they're following her everywhere she goes, no matter what. Yeah. They're always following you. And so she goes grocery shopping, and they're going to make decisions on the things she purchases. A, she might not be able to qualify because she's already reached her limit, or based on some of her choices, they're going to take away some of her social credit score away. So we'll check it out, how she goes to and she shops and she picks up a bottle of wine, and they think maybe whoever's monitoring her think, oh, she has a problem with drinking, so we're going to lower her social credit score. It's just things like that. Or you've reached your capacity of beef this month. You only get Beyond Meat, and that's all you get. And I mean, they're going to monitor everything, and they're going to make judgments on you with everything you buy, everything.
Yeah. She just got more points.
Yep. It's going to affect your social credit score. So it's whatever they think you should have, and whatever they think they want you to have is what you're going to get more points.
And look at, it's live, so it will update in real time. So you go to pay or check out, and all of a sudden they go, oh no, you can only afford this.
Mm-hmm.
People think this is freedom. This is not freedom, people.
It's not. So,
well,
this
is
guy.
Is there another one? Yeah. We better wrap up pretty soon, since we're almost at an hour, so that we don't, I want to make sure that the networks can get this show.
Yep. I think I'm done sharing. Did I stop sharing?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, that's what I had to share with you.
I'm so glad that you've done the research into this, because it's vital. We need to understand what the heck is going on. So y'all go check out our websites. Go to theambermayshow.com, and you can find all of that information. And you can check out tanyajoy.tv. I have a resource section. My resource section is a little different. I'm building out a resource section all in support of the understanding the transgender agenda and that ideology. But for all the smart city stuff, go over to Amber's and share this out. People, you need to understand what the heck is going on.
Yep.
Awesome. Thanks, my friend. This was fun.
So fun. I love this time with you.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for sticking with us. We'll talk to you next time. Bye. Bye.